I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shafi Bello, and I was just on Stephanie Coker's Me, Her, and Everything Else. So we spoke about me, we spoke about her, and we talked everything else around that. So trust me, there are so many nuggets on this episode that you cannot afford to miss. See you then. Bye.
Hi, guys. Yes, I know. It's been a while. Welcome back, finally, to Me, Her, and Everything Else. It's your girl, Stephanie Coker here, of course. And I am super excited for this episode. I know I've left you guys. I'm sorry. But don't worry. We're going to have so much fun today because I have my auntie, Shafi Bello. Thank you for having me, first of all. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, we were talking about this, guys, off air. Eh? Yeah. We need to talk about this. You see, as I introduced her, Auntie Shafi Bello, because we understand, especially, let me take it to the tribe, but especially in Yoruba, we don't play those games. And I was just like, oh my gosh, thank you. Obviously, you understand. But so, I have people, now I'm in my 30s.
Yes.
And I have people that are like in their 20s. And they'll be like, hi, darling. I'm like, Kinibobwe.
Yes.
Where are you? What don't? Can you just say my name? Just say, hi, Stephanie. Not hi, darling. Hi, dear.
Yeah.
How are you? If you're older than me, yes, I'm your dear. Yes. Oh, hey, love. Hi, darling.
Absolutely.
What does it mean? Have you ever like encountered anything like that?
Of course I still get it. I get the hi, Shafi. And usually, for me, look, I know that upbringing matters, and I also know that where you're from also dictates some of the things that you do. Like, for example, the Igbos don't do that, but they use auntie.
Yeah.
They use auntie as well. They do that. And it's so interesting to me because even in the States, and maybe even in London, in the States, those who are country, they will never call their aunties by name. They go auntie, cousin. They do the ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am. Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes,
they actually give you the respect. I remember a video by Maya Angelou. They were interviewing her and a girl rose up and said, good afternoon, Maya. Remember that video?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she put her straight. So I still get that. And so if I get it, I mean, you're going to get it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're going to get it. But usually my response is very simple. And I say it with love. And I call them, I pull them closer. And I said, you haven't earned the right to call me by name. I have a child as old as you are. Even if I don't have children, you haven't earned the right and you will never earn that right at your age to call me by name. Whatever happened to ma'am? Good afternoon, ma'am. And there's something about this, hi, I can't stand it. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, hello, ma'am. I mean, come on, we can be quite cordial. And this is Africa, after all. There's some rude children out there. I'll say children, but there are rude adults as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you know, if we talk now, they'll say, oh, well, some adults haven't earned the respect. And I'm like, but if you've been trained.
The unfortunate part about that statement is this, which is some of the things that I like to teach people, is the fact that when you say that, you're talking about that person. But when you say that, you're talking about, well, you haven't earned the right. How about it's not about who you're approaching? It's about you.
Yes.
When I come and I give respect, if I'm giving respect to somebody, it's not about them. It's about me. That's who I am. I will not disrespect you. But if you cross the line, then you get it. But if the person has never crossed the line, even if they're not respectful people, it's not about them. It's like apologizing.
Yeah.
It's like apologizing. When I apologize to you, if I do something wrong, it's not about it is about apologizing to you and making you feel better. But it's also about me taking my power and knowing who I am, that that's right. Not me. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done that. Let me apologize. So the apology makes me bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about the person you're doing it to. It's about who you are.
Yeah, it's self-respect there. Yeah, having respect for yourself and how you want people to
perceive
you. We
can have a discussion about that all day.
But thank you for the nuggets. I know you have a masterclass. We were going to get into that later, but let's get into it now since you're already dropping nuggets. So the masterclass is about everything you know.
You know, the funny part is I hate calling it the masterclass.
How would you like to?
And you know why? It's just because I always feel masterclass. Am I a master? So honestly, when I wanted to do this, I've always been that kind of person anyway. And the reason I decided to do this is because I have an audience now watching. I've earned that. And so I feel, and I've always been that person who want to impact knowledge. So this is not an actor's class. Some people are making that mistake. It's not an actor's class. We'll get there at some point. But this is a class about what I know, how I am who I am. And I'm not telling anyone to be who I am. I just want people to rise up and ignite something in the younger ones and the older ones also about the fact that it's never over, especially for the older ones. It's never. I am 53 years old and I can tell you this. I feel like I'm just starting.
You look like you're just starting.
I have many more years to come. And what am I going to do? How impactful do I want to be with what I've been blessed with? And that's what this is about. That's hence why I always say this, God gave me the name Shafi Bello, what I know. So I'm only going to talk about the things that I know, the things that's worked for me over the years and how I live my life. Because the thing is, people for some reason say, oh, Shafi Bello, she's an actor. Very true. That is what I do. But that's not who I am. That's not who I am.
Well, I know you're many, many things. I remember, I remember you from the Love Gen.
Oh my God. Yes. That was 27 years ago.
Yes. Now let's get into that longevity, because that was 27 years ago and I remember it. And you've done so much more after that. How have you been able to sustain yourself? Because in terms of being relevant, what would you say is the key ingredients?
I never try to be anybody else. I always stick to who I am. And hence the class, Shafi Bello, what I am, what I know. I never try to be anybody else. I stay in my lane, but there are some principles that, which is why I want to have this class. I am dedicated to whatever it is that I am doing. I am a timely person. I have integrity. So in having all of these things, and I work hard. So nobody can say, oh, I gave that to her. Don't get me wrong. Some people open doors for me. And I appreciate every door that's been opened for me. And I never take it for granted. But I work hard to make every single person, Maya Angelou says something, that I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. And that's the truth.
Yeah, because you're opening doors for the
people. Absolutely. That are coming up. Yeah. Absolutely. So the truth is, I want to make those who open doors, either they know it for me or for my generation, I want them to be proud. So really, I think that I have stayed this long, first of all, by the special grace of the Almighty. You can't do it without grace.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people working hard. If we want to talk about people who work hard, let's talk about people who are hawking on the streets.
Yeah.
Hard work is not what gives you money or what elevates you. It's not really hard work. It's God's grace.
Yeah.
And if you have that, yeah.
And you know, there's also the saying about working smart.
Working smart.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you can work hard, but are you working smart?
Smart. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
So what would you say about this, I wouldn't call it new Nollywood. I would say, what do you think about the new generation of stars, celebrities, influencers? What are some of the things that you admire and maybe possibly feel like, okay, because there's some things.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some things. Like clout.
There's some things.
There's
yes.
some excess of clout chasing.
Yes, there are some things. And when you think about it, the younger ones have the opportunity of just that clout.
Mm.
They get it. Easily. And that's because of the new age that we're in. Social media.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Big Brother. Someone comes out of Big Brother, first, second, third. Oh, as long as you get into the house, you're popular.
Yeah.
So that's what, I mean, look at what the likes of all the older Nollywood actors had to go through to get to achieve what they have today. So it didn't come easy for them. So for that, they ought to be grateful. Some of the things that I see that's wrong, though, is the fact that because it's given, and that's something about when something comes so easy and free.
They would argue with you, though, that it didn't come easy. It may be easier, but they will tell you that it's not easy.
Okay, let's
creating
put it this
content
way.
Creating content is not easy.
Oh, no, not the content creators.
Maybe, okay. Well, maybe.
I'm talking about those who came out of
reality shows.
Reality shows. And they come out and, you know, but of course, it is still what you make of it.
Yes,
and some of them work, somebody like Bisola.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you come out of it, but you work hard to stay relevant and change the dynamics of what you came out of that household
right,
as.
Right.
And to change it to make people see you differently. That's work.
Yeah, that is.
That's work. So I credit them for that. The only thing is, in my line of business, in my industry, I have to say that I get a few of them that I work with that I've come across on the set. And usually for me, I acknowledge them. I acknowledge the fact that, hey, look, it doesn't matter how you got here. You're here now.
Yeah.
But on the set, you're going to work hard. You're going to put in the work. Because if you're sitting with me and you're acting a role with me, you will put in the work because it's going to show.
Yes. And it's and that's the thing about acting.
Yeah.
You know, you need the energy of the other actor. But I mean,
absolutely.
You can always like outperform the other person if they're not working
right.
as hard. But
right.
obviously it's synergy. So
yes.
if somebody is doing a...
I don't take it easy, though. I'm going to come as who I am.
Oh, I just remember because we've been on a set together, actually. Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to
good
come.
Thing I actually...
yes, you did.
I brought it. So, yeah.
You brought it. You have to come correct. And see, a lot of the youngins, as I would say it, will come. They take their script and they're just reading it on set. They really don't because they've been... hopping everywhere from one place to the other. But you see, for me, as an actor, I got my script, I analyze it, I become a character. Mm-hmm. It's not a show for me. This is my career. This is what I love to do. You're not going to come on set and mess that up.
You're not going to come and set and mess it up.
Right? Absolutely.
You know, something to what you said, I always wonder, so sometimes I understand that people have to eat, so they have to do multiple jobs as actors like in 1 month, so maybe play like 5 characters. But I've always found it really interesting how they're able to do that and do it well, because immersing yourself into 5 different people or characters in a month, let's say, is hard.
It is hard.
And I'm
it
just
is hard.
Like,
it
are
is
you
hard.
Really giving the best that you can as an actor?
So I say this, if you're a Nollywood actor, a dynamic, a very good Nollywood actor, you can act anywhere in the world. Because what we do,
yes.
I don't see it happening anywhere in the world. Mm. I mean, you take on role after role after role after role. But then the thing is, that's what makes us so dynamic at what we do. We really do. I mean, we deserve every flower because it's not easy to do what we do. But in answering your question, how can you take on role after role? It is tough, but not every role is as challenging as the next one.
Yeah.
Say, for example, the role R&D just played in The Black Book. Now, come on, Paul Edema. That took a lot from him. Mm-hmm. He didn't work for that period. And then afterwards, of course, he can shed that character and then move on. But in between that, I don't see how any actor can take on that. And then maybe they have a 2 weeks break and you decide to go do something else. Yeah. That's messing with your craft.
Right.
So I believe in dedicating that time for that role. You shed it off. And then sometimes it takes a while, actually, to get out of a role.
Yeah, no.
That happened to me in Battleground when I did a series. And then emotionally, Adora, the character, she lost her lover. She lost her son the same day. It was quite emotional. That I took her home with me every day. I would cry. Every little thing would make me cry. Would make me cry.
Would you describe yourself as a method actor?
If you say so.
sounds a lot like method acting, but I love method acting, and so do a lot of viewers. So the you were also in Black Book because you were about to skim past that. Black we Book. Are not, guys. This is the first global number one from Nigeria.
Absolutely,
that's a very big deal on Netflix.
A huge deal.
Yeah, did you know that this movie had the potential to become number one globally when you saw the script?
We knew it had a potential to do great things, but what it has done, nobody saw that coming. I mean, maybe the director felt, I think he came into it trying to achieve that. But I think he was probably also just meddling and thinking, maybe I can do this. But he did the damn thing. He did the damn thing. That film, I think, should be, everyone should be proud of it. I mean, we were at a free panel, and even the American producers were coming to us to talk about, oh my gosh, you guys did such a great job. And to be honest, we all didn't see it as, we almost feel as though, yeah, we did that. Of course we did that.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. It's just that you guys are just catching up.
Yeah.
Just like our music. Mm-hmm. You're just catching up. Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming. We're coming and we're taking over.
Yeah. And it's a nice feeling. It's nice to see everybody, you know, eyes on Africa and things like that. But sometimes I do sit and I'm like, ah, wow, this life, Shy. When we were collecting the bullets, you know, like everything, we were like, it's not cool to be African.
Yeah.
You lived in the States. Yes. It was not cool to be African, not cool to be Nigerian. Mm-hmm. People would just be like, what's this food you're cooking? Your neighbor would be like, what's happening here? What's this music? Oh, guys, you're so different and the smell is different.
Actually,
I'm talking about the food.
You're right.
Yeah. But now I sit and I'm like, oh, wow. Well, nice that everybody on TikTok is creating sounds from our music and trying to play with our food. But sometimes I just feel like, oh, it's okay, Sha. Because we got bullied in school for being like the African child or whatever.
Yeah. I've always loved being African. Mm-hmm. When I was living in the States, I was in the music industry, right? And I was also acting. But then the thing is, I had always felt like I want to become the big thing where I'm from. There's no place like home.
Yeah.
There's no place like home. And that's why while I lived there, my language was always in my mouth, in my vocabulary. I never wanted to lose speaking in Yoruba. And look at me now. I mean, when I played Iyaloja of Eleshin Oba.
Yes. Oh, that was a great role.
Death in the King's Horseman by Wole Soyinka. The Pulitzer Prize winner, Wole Soyinka. Professor Wole Soyinka. When I played that character, if I had done the, I don't know how to speak Yoruba.
Yes.
I don't speak Yoruba. All I speak is,
please tell me.
Stop it. Stop it. Be proud of who you are. Mm-hmm. Take it and own it. It actually makes us so special. Yeah, so now beautiful. All the young ones want to say, yes, I'm African. I'm Nigerian. I've always felt that way. And in not losing that, look at what it did for me. At least for me, I can say, because I had always not wanted to lose my language, I ended up
playing. Please, let's talk about this language.
Yes.
Because, Mom, this is for you. I'm coming for you, mother, you know. So, I grew up in a household of Nigerian music. Everything Nigerian, everything Nigerian.
Right.
They'll speak to me. But one thing that I feel like Nigerian parents abroad are not, I wouldn't say failing at, but they're not prioritizing this thing. They'll speak to us in Yoruba and allow us reply in English. And you talking about language now. It's so annoying to be able to speak your language, to be able to understand the language
and not be able to fully.
Because I will say that I know how to speak Yoruba.
Fully
so Yoruba.
Timba biye pe ibulo ti wa ba wo na se nse ni se da ibi to ti wa.
Okay. Mami.
Okay.
No, don't laugh, don't laugh, because this is the intimidating part. Okay. Iyami won bi won si Ogun State, Abeokuta. Babi.
Ah, I'm on Lumi ni my man.
Oh, okay.
Ah, beautiful.
Uda. So,
Uda. You can tell she's uncomfortable with the language.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. You speak it just like my children.
So, Sonic Bay.
Yes.
Come on. Don't laugh. He's laughing. Yes. I'm finished.
Oh, yeah, Maso, Maso.
My point is that Joaquin Tenumokpe Kama Soyoba Bada.
Brilliant.
Okay. Continue.
In English. Whatever you are comfortable in.
Yes,
I agree with you.
So now I'm like telling these producers, I can speak Yoruba, I'm learning, but they're like, oh, you understand it. I'm like, yeah, because we'll watch Yoruba films or Nigerian films, Pidgin English, but at home, they'll just allow you reply in English. So I think that's something we need to work on.
So let me ask you this. How old is your
my daughter is 3 years old.
Is
it me that I'm just managing? So my husband speaks Yoruba to her, and I speak Yoruba to her, and she's in Yoruba class.
Okay.
And my mom speaks Yoruba to her.
Okay.
So me, I'm trying like okay.
So you have some people, at least,
because we'll lose the language.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And we're slowly losing it. Mm. Honestly, we're slowly losing it. But yes, we. Even my parents, they, you know, no, actually, with us, it's so crazy. With my generation, that's not the case. A lot of us learned it in school, home, or whatever. You would just speak it because there was no shame.
No, so do you think it's shame that allows? Oh,
shame! Shame did it to my generation raising children.
Okay.
Not shame. A lot of people are not proud of who they are. And if you're not proud of who you are, how do you teach that? How do you even give that to the younger ones coming? So that's the thing. Now we are.
Mm.
Now our children, unfortunately, the ones traveling, those jackpots, they're ready to go and throw it all out the door. And the children are not understanding. It is a shame. But I think it has to come from a place of the younger ones truly seeing the fact that when I say, yes, I am. Even living abroad and saying at work, at a meeting, tell us where you're from and what's your name. My name is Olakunle.
Yeah.
And not saying Olakunle.
Yeah, that's another one. I have a friend.
My name is Olakunle Ajayi and I'm from Nigeria. What people don't realize is the better Yoruba you speak, the better your English.
Hmm.
If you speak good Yoruba, you can speak good English.
Oh, at the same time, it doesn't
confuse
yeah,
any. And people, some parents will tell you, hey, I don't want them to be confused.
True. I've heard that.
Duh. Children are actually young. A child can actually learn 4 different languages at a time.
Yeah, of course. My Turkish friends, they spoke Europe. They would speak their language in front of you. You'd just be confused. They would speak with their parents. But Baoni, I'm fine, sir. And
yes.
It's like, why can't you reply?
Exactly.
You don't understand.
So I love it when people see me and go, oh my gosh, you did a Yoruba film. I can't believe. And I always think, why can't you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Yoruba woman. Mudele so Yoruba. So why can't you believe it? Now, for Elesh Yoruba, I had to do a lot of work because that's not just Lagos Yoruba.
That's like
indigenous Yoruba. So I had to do a lot of learning. But that learning was easier
because
I could speak you.
Yeah. The points we are raising
let's
now
be proud
is please
of who we are.
Let's teach the next generation. Let's whatever yes. tribe you are, let's teach the next
Absolutely.
Generation
Absolutely.
Their mother tongue.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, hello. Why would I be here understanding something?
And well, then you when see, I the see thing though is speaking the language and then understanding the culture of it. We want to separate it.
No, you have to
sometimes
we
separate
culture.
It. The culture. Is there as the Yoruba language. The culture has a lot of respect,
yes.
honor, and all that.
Yes,
and
like,
people just want to separate
exactly. Don't come to me on an old tip if you are like 12. Thank you very much.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yes. But yeah, okay. That's more of a story. Let's continue to pass down that our language. But I wanted to get into something.
Okay.
Something a bit spicy.
Ooh, ooh.
So, this is the more mature generation.
Mm.
A lot of people are finding love at a we found love in a hopeless place. Maybe like at an older age. Hey.
Yeah.
So, is that something what do you think about, mature love, like getting married at maybe like 50 plus 60? Do you think it's wishful thinking? Do you think it's very, something that is possible? It's happened, but people shouldn't put their hopes up.
What? I think you can get married at 65. If you find love at 70, and that's when you... I pray nobody's finding love at 70. I pray you found it when you were younger.
Yeah.
And you... Waiting till 70, my God, what a dry life. But finding it at 70, my goodness. I hope you found it even then. Maybe you lost it and then you found another one.
Mm-hmm.
And there are multiple. I don't believe in soulmates. I believe,
Really? You don't believe in soulmates? Mm. You think there's enough? There's like multiple people that you could,
that you could connect with. Soulmate. In when we say soulmate, people tend to think soulmate as lovers.
Yeah.
Soulmate. I think soulmate as friends.
Mm.
Soulmates as people you have relationships with.
No,
soulmates with teachers. You've found teachers that are excellent and that are your soulmate. Why something's going on?
It's me. I'm about to say I feel like soulmates of my generation or the generation below is like toxic. And when you hear people, that's my soulmate, they always describe a toxic relationship.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, oh, we do or die, right. Like we are in love. Oh no, he loves me. That's why he treats me like that.
No,
sis, he's just toxic.
It's like, and it could be a great person.
Mm.
It could be a great person. You can have a soulmate in a friend.
Yeah. Okay.
And a friend. And you've had friends. And then you don't find that person till you're in your 40s or in your 30s. And then you click with that person. And then you realize, my goodness, this is my soulmate as a friend.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah.
But
does.
In terms of finding love, I'm a love person anyway. I love love.
Oh, I love it.
I love love.
No, I asked this question because I have heard a couple of men and Nigerian men, when they see that a woman is maybe beyond 30, they'll be like, nobody's going to marry her. She's over 30. Like there's like younger crop or whatever coming up. Or if you're like 40, it's like, it's just by luck that she got married.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? Because it's like very, I think it may worry people who have been brought up with this Cinderella story of like marrying and falling in love and having children and living happily ever after.
Yeah.
When they like 35, 40, they're like, oh my gosh, like I need to get a move on.
Yeah.
I need to just settle with someone so that I can be Mrs.
Right,
what are your
right.
thoughts on that? What would you say to those women?
So for me, honestly, relationship wise, I think if you find someone who says, oh, she just got lucky. Ah, she's lucky. She's getting older. She better, you're not talking to the right people. You're just not around the right people. Mature men realize that the older a woman is, the more experienced she is. For such a long time, you get to meet, I've met so many friends who are single at 45-ish to 50s.
Mm.
And the men who date them actually come to the realization that this is the cocoa. I mean, because the thing is, she's at a place now where she doesn't need you. She wants you.
Right. Oh, yes. Especially with everything that's happening right now. Everybody needs something
need
from
a man
somebody
now.
Else.
Mm-hmm. I want one. There's a difference mm-hmm. in the way that we're going to relate. Because now I want you. Mm. And it's not, I have to give this and give that, yeah. run around and think of what am I going to do. I have children. You probably have children. Mm. So when we're coming to the table now, it's less pressure.
Yeah.
So mature love. Now you're talking about the 32, 35-year-old ladies who haven't found love yet.
Mm.
I would say when that time comes, he will find you. Not everybody is meant to be married at 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate this pressure that we put on our children. My daughter right now is 27. And I tell her all the time, when it comes, it comes.
Right.
I don't even want to have that discussion. I want to give you out in marriage. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you find that person. I want to have my grandbabies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But if it's not time yet, you haven't found that guy, because I'll be done. If she's going to find that man that does, that treats her shabbily,
mm.
I'm not my parents. I will come in there and take my child away.
Yes.
That's the thing. So mm-hmm. he has to know that he is now getting involved with a princess.
Right.
And I let her know. I think the work is in the hands of the parents to let our children know. Even our boys, because I think one of the things we failed.
That's
raising the right men for these women.
I will just say, there's something on the streets, weather on the streets, the Yoruba men in particular. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
They
got a bad rep.
Oh my God, when it comes to dating, that's another dynamic of.
Because I don't know why.
Because another thing is women, these men, they're looking for soft landing. And there's some things that I just don't think. I think a man was raised to be a provider, to be the one who is, if you're the king, usually people go to the king for direction.
Right. Yes,
the king is the, when you think about it biblically, from mm-hmm. where we're coming from and from everything, even if you don't believe in the Bible, the head of the household. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was raised to be your helper.
Mm.
Right. So as a woman, I want to have my own. So that way I can be of help when you need me.
Yes.
But I must have my own.
Yes, I agree.
I can't date a man who says stop working. And well, let me put it this way. Maybe if
oh, that's soft life.
But then, really. But to be honest with you, even if you are a billionaire and you put me in the home,
you still have to do something. Because your passion,
because the reason you fell in love with me is because of who I am now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to demote myself because of that. But while talking to the men, that they just got to have something. You ask the girl, what do you bring to the table? I think both of us should. Both of us. No. I will tell the ladies, never tell a man, what do you mean? Why are you asking me, what do I bring to the table? I'm sorry. I'm not one of those. I think we both should ask ourselves, what are we both bringing to the table?
Yes.
If he's bringing something to the table, what are you bringing to the table? I don't want a liability if I'm a man. I don't want to marry a liability.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I'm always telling people that. You can't be a liability.
I want a woman who's got, as a matter of fact, you're even more attractive when you don't need
exactly.
me.
Like, babe, oh,
you're attractive.
Do you have this? Can I hold this till next week? Yes.
Absolutely.
Not the one
when
where
you don't
like,
need me,
you're down,
you're more attractive. When you're just needy and all that. Now, that's not attractive. So, yes, what do we both bring to the table?
What do we both bring to the table? Well, Auntie Shafi has brought a lot to the table today. So I hope you guys have learned a lot. And don't forget about her masterclass.
Yes.
It is happening
November 18th. Shafi Bello, What I Know. And everything. If you're on Instagram, please follow me. And then check on my bio. That's where you can buy the tickets.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on Me, Her, and everything
else. My pleasure.
Else.
Thank
yes,
you for
I've had
me.
A very insightful day. And guys, I'm back. So I'll see you on the next episode of Me, Her, and everything else. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.